Encouragement for the New Year. Words from Jesus.
The new year lies before you, like the blank pages of a book, waiting to be written upon. I've made provision for you for the year to come. I've given you the holy anointing of my Spirit and power from on high. I've given you the gifts of my Spirit. I've given you a direct link to the God of the universe. I've given you all that you need for not only this year, but all the remaining years ahead of you. Your part is to embrace and never let go of the precious treasures that you have received through your faith. No matter what difficulties lie ahead, remember that you can never lose your place in my heart or in my kingdom. Each of my children is called to continue to share my message of truth and salvation with others. Each one is called to reach out to those who are lost and who grope in darkness, even to those who don't realize that they are walking in darkness, but who think that they see their way. Enter this new year with faith and continue to do your part to fulfill my great commission. You are my ambassadors on earth. So many are without hope, without faith, truth, and light. And they need your help to find me within this era of grace. Will you give what you freely received? Will you give others the opportunity that was afforded you? I love each one of these so dearly, with such great tenderness. Can you feel my love for them and my yearning for their redemption? Be my hands and mouth to deliver my truth and salvation. I have chosen and called you, and I will make you faithful. I will never leave you comfortless, nor will I leave you to fight the battles you face on your own, in your own strength, or with your own resources. I am with you, and my Spirit will give you the anointing and all that you need for the year ahead. There's no reason to fear the future. There's only reason to rejoice. As you place your trust in me, rest in me and trust me. Look to me and turn to me at every opportunity. When you begin to feel tired or overburdened or as if it's too much, come to me and give me your burdens. Nothing you face will ever be too much for me. I am always with you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. When the time comes for me to receive you in your eternal home, you'll rejoice forevermore. Welcoming the new year with hope. Welcome to the new year. A new year of hope, love, and joy. You may be looking at yourself as incapable and incompetent for the challenges that lie ahead. You may be looking at the mistakes that you know you're bound to make, but I look at none of those things. I look at your heart and spirit and the great love that you have for me. You were worth dying for. Please don't ever feel that you're too bad for me. Never believe that I've forsaken you, for that will never be the case. I love you so dearly. Come to me and give me all your cares. When you come to me on the wings of prayer, you can lay down every care that has come to burden your heart. Every trial, every struggle that you faced, you can place within my hands. By faith, you will go on from strength to strength. You will mount up with wings of eagles. You will run and not be weary. As you enter the new year, I want to give you my appreciation for the past decades that you've given to reach my precious sheep. I know that it has cost you a great deal. You've laid down your life daily. You have forsaken all to put me and my kingdom first. You have worked to share the gospel, to change your part of the world. Chosen and handpicked. You have been chosen, called out, and sought out by me. You've been handpicked by me. I know your every fault, your every failing, yet I also know your faithfulness and your eagerness to receive of my Spirit and let me work through you. So go forth and meet the new year with joy and praise on your lips, with a song on your heart, and with a sure and steady step. Always remember that I am with you and I love you, that I will never leave you or forsake you. You are mine for eternity. I give you the gifts of my Spirit that you may shine with my light, that I may be lifted up, and that others may know of me and my power to save and to grant eternal life. I have given you the gift of faith, which trusts me and stands on my word, saying, "It is written." I have given you the gift of wisdom, the ability to use the knowledge you have acquired over the years in a wise, discerning way. I have given you the gift of the discernment of spirits as well, to seek and search for my lost children. The gifts of my Spirit are for my glory and for my purposes. All are bestowed upon you by the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Your heavenly Father does not waver in His goodness, His giving, His love and mercy, and in His care of you. Stay true to your love for me, your witness, your passion for the truth, and your care for others. Let your light continue to shine brightly, no matter how dark the times become in the world. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lighting up the world. My children are called to shine as a city set on a hill, whose light cannot be hid. That city will shine, for it is the city in which I dwell, a city of living stones. One day the world will stand in awe as my glory and might and power are made manifest in all their brilliance. One day the world will see me in my glory, and the skies will be lit with my light and power. Man's fireworks that light the skies around the world at the new year are a poor counterfeit of the fireworks of heaven. My light in you will continue to shine in the days to come, as I continue to pour out my strength and power, causing my face to shine in the world until my return. Let this encourage your hearts. Though you can marvel at man's fireworks, there is no comparing them with the glory and light that I shine in the world through my children. Whatever display of power that man can muster is minute compared to my glory and splendor. Though the lights sparkle and shine during these light shows, they are just for a moment and then vanish into thin air. But my heavenly light and power is true and lasting and forever. One day when I return, I will light up the skies, and all the world will see my power and stand in awe. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things that I have in store for you, because of your love for me. Rejoice at that which is to come. Rejoice at the victories that will be won and the faith that you will manifest in the year ahead. This is a time of rejoicing, a time of stepping courageously into this new year. This is the time for stepping into the future that I have laid out for you, the future that brings you ever closer to eternity in my kingdom.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.